your door. Hey, we will call the reconstituted conference committee on Senate File 915 to order. Welcome back. Hope everyone had a lovely intro and everyone's session is going quite well.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Yes. Members, the only changes to this bill really are some date changes. They're very simple. I'll have Senate Counsel Christopher Stang describe those to you for your reference. The bill you have in your folder is the conference committee report from last year. It's not not this year's. I have this year's actually here, ready to go. Should we all agree that this is a good idea? And just for your information, Senator Olson and Senator Lori have been called out on family emergencies, and I think they want to sign the report when they return. Is that okay for them to sign the report even if they haven't been here?
Sure.
So if they come back on a timely basis, we'll have them sign the report before we resubmit it to the desk.
Mr. Chairman, members, the only change in the new conference committee, as opposed to the one that was signed off on last spring, is advancing all the dates in the bill by 1 year. And those dates can be found in the following. I think we're working off last. You should have last year's conference committee report in your packet. So the dates on lines 3.9, 3.18, 6.19, 6.30, 7.8, 7.34, and 7.35. All those dates are just advanced 1 year. And that's the only change in this document from what was approved by, I guess, officially the predecessor to this committee last spring.
So it's only the years.
Only the years of change.
Only the years.
Yep. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to, on all the lines described, to advance the year dates 1 year.
Thank you. On that motion, any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, the only other thing I'll mention is in your report is a report or a local impact note from Minnesota Management and Budget. If you haven't yet seen this, I think most people have. It's pretty interesting. It shows fairly significant savings if this were to be adopted and signed into law yet this year, and even more significant savings in the coming years. $10 million to local districts this biennium and around $80 million per year in the coming biennium, so adding up to many hundreds of millions over the coming decade or so. So it's significant information. Representative
Hockey. And Senator Dibble, I'd like to just to talk about how we came to this local impact statement. This was requested by Representative Brott in the House Tax Committee. And that was requested last year when we had a hearing. We didn't get it until just recently. The data is using the most current claims, or not claims data, but quotes that we were able to get from PEEP with school districts requesting those quotes. So the data is updated from the Rand and Anders study with the most recent data from this past year. So I think not only is it not only does it reinforce the arguments and the need for this bill, but it also makes sure that the data that we have isn't merely speculation like we've been using in the past, but this is hard facts from the Minnesota Management and Budget.
Thank you. Anything else, committee? Representative Hosh, do we have a motion to adopt the conference committee report?
I so move.
All right. We have a motion to adopt the conference committee report on Senate File 915. Any questions? Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. We'll adjourn and sign the conference committee report. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you.